This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
From the coronavirus to nationwide protests to the economy, voters have no shortage of issues to focus on in the 2020 election. But Republicans could soon release an investigative report that focuses on events from 4 years ago. It's been promoted by President Donald Trump. And as Sean Johnson reports, it's being led by Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson.
There was a week or so in mid-May when President Donald Trump started talking about what he said was a monumental scandal. He called it
Obamagate. It's been going on for a long time. It's been going on from before I even got elected.
Trump offered few details, and at a time when the nation was fighting a pandemic, the sudden barrage of Obamagate tweets from the president might have caught some by surprise. But not Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. In repeated interviews with Fox News, Johnson described in the gravest of terms the transition of power between President Obama's administration and President Trump's.
This is a serious internal attack and assault on our democracy, the most serious possibly in our history.
Johnson chairs the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs. He's leading investigations connected to Trump's Democratic opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. There are at least two fronts. One involves what's known as unmasking, a process that happens all the time in the upper reaches of the federal government and the U.S. intelligence community. The U.S. is constantly spying on hundreds or thousands of foreign targets or agents. In the process, it might intercept phone calls, texts, or emails with U.S. citizens. These names get written into intelligence reports using obscure terms like U.S. Person 1. But high-ranking government officials can ask to learn the person's true identity. This is unmasking. And in January of 2017, Vice President Joe Biden unmasked the name of Michael Flynn, Trump's former national security advisor. There was nothing illegal about this unmasking, but Johnson has seized on it. In early May of this year, Trump's Director of National Intelligence declassified this information. 5 days later, Johnson shared it with the world.
It is, from my standpoint, pretty curious that the Vice President of the United States would be requesting unmasking, in this case of General Flynn, 8 days before he left office.
Michael Flynn pleaded guilty in 2017 to lying to the FBI. This summer, the U.S. Department of Justice dropped his case. Johnson's committee is also investigating Biden's son, Hunter Biden, who served on the board of a Ukrainian oil company while Joe Biden was vice president. There's been no evidence that Hunter Biden used his dad to obtain favors for the company. But Johnson says he wants to know more.
It's not our fault that Joe Biden and Hunter Biden got wrapped up in the whole Ukrainian story.
Johnson is not the first person to float this idea. Remember, it was President Trump who was pushing for an investigation of Hunter Biden about a year ago, only he was asking the president of Ukraine to handle it. Trump's request was at the foundation of his impeachment trial. Former Michigan U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid, who served under President Obama, says there's nothing inherently wrong about Johnson using his committee to lead this investigation.
But if it is instead used the way that Hillary Clinton's emails were used, which is a non-issue used to smear her politically, then I think it becomes problematic.
Of course, Johnson is doing all this on the eve of the next election, with encouragement from President Trump. But the Cook Political Report's Jessica Taylor doubts that it will sway swing voters who care more about the pandemic, the response to protests, and the economy.
I think this is an investigation that can rally conservative voters, but those voters were largely with President Trump beforehand, and I think subsequently with Senator Johnson.
Taylor says it feels like an attempt by Johnson and Trump to change the narrative in 2020. But she says that won't be easy in an election that's a referendum on the president. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.